old business is change of zone number 2032, ELU DeLuca Mid-Atlantic LLC, also known as Tide Pines.
And I'm going to take this one, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 2032 for ELU DeLuca Mid-Atlantic LLC, Tide Pines, for a change in zoning to an RPC on land that is currently zoned as GR, General Residential, based on the record. And for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned GR, General Residential. The applicant is seeking approval of a residential plan community overlay zoning while maintaining the underlying GR zoning. Two, the proposed GR RPC is in close proximity to the intersection of Legion Road and Route 24, surrounded by other similar residential developments and a variety of nearby commercial uses. Three, the proposed development will have no more than 181 single-family and multifamily dwellings within approximately 63 acres. The net density is 2.86 units per acre, which is much lower than the allowable density in the GR zoning district. Four, central water and sewer will be provided to the RPC. Five, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses through a design that exceeds the resource buffer protection requirements of the zoning code, including the preservation of additional woods along Emily Gut, exceeds the open space requirements of the zoning code by preserving 43% of the site as open space, protects existing and future development through increased perimeter buffers as all lots are 40 feet or more from the perimeter of the property, and no homes are closer than 50 feet to the property boundaries, includes walking trails and sidewalks on one side of the street to create a sense of community, and contains recreational amenities, including a pool and a pool house, along with stormwater management design that acts as an amenity. The result of the superior design is a development that conforms with the standards of the comprehensive plan and recognized principles of civic design, land use planning, and landscape architecture. Six, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in the coastal area, which is designated as a growth area, which permits residential development with a mix of housing types of a higher density. This GRRPC is appropriate in this area. Seven, the applicant has favorably addressed the item set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code and provided the manner in which each one has been incorporated or addressed in the preliminary site plan. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 181 dwelling units consisting of single family and multifamily dwellings. B, the height, area, and bulk requirements shall track table 1 and table 2 of the zoning code, except as modified below. A, single family homes, the front yard setback 20 feet, side yard 8 feet, townhomes, front yard 20 feet, rear yard 10 feet. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. The RPC shall be served by central water and sewer. E, approximately 27 acres or 43% of the site shall remain as open space. F, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be sidewalks on at least one side of the streets. The road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. H, the active recreational amenities for this project shall include a pool house with a minimum size of 500 square feet, a pool with a minimum water surface of 1,200 square feet, sport courts, and walking paths. These amenities shall be completed in compliance with section 115-194.5 of the zoning code. I, the resources on the site shall be protected and buffered as required by section 115-193 of the Sussex County Code. J, a managed area of planted or existing trees and shrubs and associated landscaping that is at least 30 feet wide shall be maintained or installed along the perimeter of the site. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. Further, along the southern and western perimeter of the site, where there are existing trees and shrubs, there shall be a perimeter buffer protection area that is 20 feet wide. All silt fencing shall be located at least 5 feet from the interior limit of the perimeter buffer or perimeter buffer protection area, the edge of the buffer area or protection area nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. Signage identifying this perimeter buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at 100-foot intervals. K, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer and buffer protection areas and the woodlands that must be preserved as required by Section 99-21A of the Sussex County Code. L, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. M, is proffered by the applicant prior to the issuance of a building permit for each residential unit. The applicant shall make a $500 contribution to the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company for a total contribution of $90,500, thereafter a monthly contribution of $8 per completed dwelling unit, i.e. a dwelling unit with a certificate of occupancy shall be collected by the Property Owners Association and paid to the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company on a semi-annual basis for a total annual contribution of $17,376. All of these contribution requirements shall be set forth on the final site plan and in the recorded governing documents of the development. A copy of this ordinance shall also be provided to the Indian River Volunteer Company as a condition of the final site plan approval. N, construction site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials shall only occur from Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturdays between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. O, during site work and initial home construction, all dumpsters, roll-off containers, or similar containers for trash and construction debris shall be covered to eliminate trash and construction materials from blowing across this property or on the neighboring and adjacent properties. P, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Q, the final site plan and the recorded governing documents for this development shall include the agricultural use preservation notice and a similar notice about hunting activities. S, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. U, the master plan for this RPC shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Thank you. Motion has been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 2032, Elu DeLuca Mid-Atlantic LLC, Tide Pines. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reason, condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.